I won't give it because it's mine.
Nima! Nima! Look at what you did, you naughty boy! Why are you fighting with each other like crazy people?
It's Nima's fault. He took my colored pencils.
Why did you take her colored pencils? Give them to her.
I don't want to. She doesn't even know how to
draw. So what if she doesn't? There's no reason for you to take her things. I told you to give them to her. Oh, oh, Fazad, for goodness sake, stop singing!
Are you with me or with this heart?
What am I to do with all of you?
Shiva, dear, have you seen my socks?
How should I know? They must be in your drawer.
Well, they're not there.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just like always, you can't find them.
Ah, but I said they're not there. If they were there, I'd find them.
Oh, if I come find them, and then what? Come on, get up. Get up. What's this?
Oh, wow. I've been searching for an hour. I don't know why I didn't see them.
Because you only think you're searching for them. You open the drawer and just stand there and stare. Searching is like this. You put your hand in the drawer. You move things around until you find it.
Well, Shiva dear, this isn't anything to get upset
but
about.
Besides, this is always what you do. Something's right in front of your eyes and you don't see it.
No, look, this is, Yes, I mean, you're right, but it's just... I'm not the only one that's like this. This isn't exclusive to me. All men are like this. They have a broad perspective. They don't notice details.
Men say they have a broad perspective so they can justify themselves. How come if there's a food you don't like, you start to nag and suddenly start noticing the details? Tell me then.
Me? When? When have I been like
that? 1,000 times. You've done it 1,000 times, Fazad. Thank goodness you're forgetful too.
Why did you break my car?
Oh, what's happened now? What's wrong with you? Why are you fighting like cats and dogs again?
Mom, look what she did to my car. She slammed it on the ground and broke it.
I didn't throw it. It fell on its own.
She's lying. She slammed it into the ground like this and broke it intentionally.
I'm glad that I did it. You broke my box of colored pencils.
Oh, hey, I told you not to fight. Don't fight. Oh, oh, oh.
Shiva, dear, if it doesn't make you mad, please, one of those socks has a hole in it. What should I do with it?
I hate this. I hate this.
Wash, clean, cook, dust, iron, fold the clothes, put your children to bed, take care of your husband like he's a little child, and 1,001 other things, which all housewives are constantly having to deal with. The responsibility is so heavy and overwhelming that after a while you forget you need to put aside some time for yourself. But eventually you come up short. You get tired, especially if you're older. That's when you sit down and think about your past. The first question that you're faced with is whether or not this is the life that you wanted. Where am I in this world when I spend all my life within these four walls? Is all that I deserved in this world these four walls? Did I study and go to university to become what I am now? I'm sure these questions are familiar for most housewives. especially those that have gone to university and in their youth, they imagined a golden and wonderful future for themselves, which is vastly different from their current situation. This is when a serious crisis takes shape for a housewife. Yes?
We're writing messages like a couple of idiots. How are you?
Hello, Afsoon. Oh, I missed you so, so much. Where did you disappear to?
I wasn't in Iran for several years. I went abroad to get my PhD. I've been back for 2 years.
You got a PhD?
That's right. It's been 4 years now. What do you say? We don't talk about everything now so that we have something to say when we see each other.
Yes, my darling. Yes. When?
Today.
No, come on. Are you teasing me?
Don't be delusional.
I guessed right the first time.
No, you have to say the characteristic.
Hello.
Hello.
Where to?
I've made plans with one of my old friends. I'm going to see her now.
Oh, do I know
her? No, she's one of the girls from my university. You don't know her.
Well, wait, I'll take you.
On a motorbike.
No, I've got an Airbus waiting.
That's silly and not funny. Bye, bye.
Goodbye. No sense of humour at all.
Is this breakable? 1, 2, 3, 4... Don't touch that. That's a gift
Stop
for Lale.
Stop it.
1, 2, 3, bye-bye. Is it an object?
You could say it is.
And this one's a gift for your aunt.
Is it ornamental?
This one's from your aunt's husband.
It's mainly ornamental.
Does it have any virtues?
No. It doesn't really have any virtues.
It doesn't have any virtues. Is it a solid?
Yes.
Is it metal?
No.
Is it wood?
No, but sometimes it's even drier and more unfeeling than wood.
It's unfeeling?
Mm-hmm.
Is it living?
Yes.
You devil, you said it's ornamental.
I didn't lie. I think it's important, but it is not like that at all.
It thinks? Then it's a person.
Yes.
Is it a woman?
Oh, God forbid, no.
Then it's a man.
Yes.
That's right, that day.
Is he an historical figure?
No.
He's not a historical figure. Is he a famous person? Do I know him?
You could say that you know him.
Is he autistic?
No, but his only talent is that he knows how to get on your nerves.
Is he a philosopher?
Oh, very much so. He knows everything.
Is he crazy?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. He's crazy. Does he have a particular profession?
He could have any profession. Let me give you a clue. The rich ones are the fashion now.
My dad. No. A father-in-law.
No.
A suitor.
You're getting closer.
A husband.
Good job. Well, you should have guessed it right off the bat.
So, I have no virtues and I'm crazy and... All those things then. Is that how it is?
No, not you, but that's generally how they are.
Generally.
Yes.
You struck a blow, so now it's your turn.
I already know you want to get me back now.
Well, now, grab a piece of tape.
Don't try to get back at me.
No way, man. Why would I
do that?
You're
just saying that.
No. Don't look.
Oh, give it.
Here, don't look.
No. Oh. Is it good? I know that you want to get back at me.
This argument has existed between men and women throughout history, and it always will. Especially between those who are married. This feeling exists within each one of them, that they're always being ignored by the opposite gender, and sometimes their life has been destroyed because of it. This contrast can even sometimes be seen between people who are in love with each other. It's just that the way it's expressed is different.
No.
Why are you giving me a hard time?
Man, what's a hard time?
I've written it and put it there. Right.
Just guess it. You have to guess. Guess. Come on, guess. Don't ruin the game.
Is it a solid?
Is it a solid? It's a characteristic. I said it's one of the characteristics of a woman, and you're asking if it's solid. Guess.
Okay.
Roll up the window, you'll catch cold.
Don't worry about yourself, old man. I'm a seasoned wolf.
Oh, you see? He says he's a wolf and he steals sheep.
Well, well, hello. How are you, Shiva? Shiva, how are you? Shiva, hello? How are you?
Hello.
Oh, you must have had a lot of fun today, right? You saw your friend after so many years.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Has something happened? Well, it's obvious that something's happened. Just take a look at yourself in the mirror. I mean, not only your ships, but it's as though your entire naval fleet has sunk.
Azad, leave me alone. Nothing's happened. Why are you giving me a hard time?
Oh. Ah. Are you trying to fool a child, Shiva? It's obvious something's happened. Shiva, dear, open the door for a second. Please.
Dad, leave me alone. Don't give me a hard time. Leave me alone.
You really thought I'm the kind of man who'd leave his wife alone when she has a problem? Is that what you think of me? Come on. Open the door for a second, just so I can come inside and we can talk to each other. Look, right now. Look, have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror? Your eyes are bloodshot. Look, don't worry yourself at all. We'll fix whatever it is together. They'd put that in a group. It was really a cool sentence. Then they'd written that ladies really like to hear the sentence from their husbands, and now there's a problem, and it seems like I said it too soon. I should have asked first what your problem is so I could see if I could fix it or not, and then said that. Now tell me what your problem is, and I'll see if I can help fix it. Come on, Shiva.
Shiva, please, come on.
Come on, just hold on for a second. Look, you can ask whatever you want from me, but don't ever ask me to leave you alone in a situation. Please, Shiva?
Why is it that sometimes men don't know what the right way to act is?
Leave me alone, Farzad. Just let me be. What was that sound?
It was Shiva. Farzad. What happened?
Nothing. Nothing's happened. The children have gotten on her nerves a little, that's all.
What?
It's just that...
What happened?
Nothing. You've made your mother upset. She's not feeling well, that's all.
Why? What did we do?
What else did you want to do? Ever since this morning, you've been getting on her nerves. Now go inside. Get going. Don't come around here. She's not in a good mood. Go on, come on.
Why did you come outside? Why didn't you stay with her and calm her down?
No. No, it's just, look, you're a newlywed, so you don't know. When women are in a bad mood, then it's difficult to...
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to leave them alone so they can have a chance to think by themselves. Isn't that right, Layli? Hey, Layli, isn't that right?
Yes, but it's obvious that you just reached this conclusion right now.
No, no way. In fact, I went and asked her, what is it? What's wrong? Let's talk to each other. But she said, no, go outside, leave me alone.
Well, why don't you leave her alone?
Well, yes, that's what I did.
Layli, leave him alone. Go and be with her.
Me?
It's bad like this.
What's it to me? Me? Oh, come on. What should I say?
Just go in the house.
Oh, to find out.
Well, okay, after all, right. You understand each other better, don't you?
Look, don't worry. Don't underestimate Layli. One time somebody wanted to commit suicide to jump down from the 20th floor, right? And no one could do anything about it. The police went and couldn't do anything. The firefighters went and couldn't do anything. Then Layli went and brought her down within five minutes. That's right. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried. Let's go.
Can we go and play?
Let's go. Come on.
But we're really fortunate people. We have good husbands. And you have two beautiful children. Everyone's jealous of your life.
I understand what you're saying, but this isn't what I wanted. I've never been jealous of such a life, and I never will be. Anyway, come on. I'm about to turn 40. What can I do now? It's all over with.
What's over with? It's just the start. It's the start of having fun, having a good time. Anyhow, you write your own blog, full of hopeful words that lift people's spirits.
You know that's all just talk. Talking is a way to avoid reality. I just don't know. I got married, but why did I have children so soon? Look, I love my children. I mean, I can't even imagine living for a second without them, but I don't know. Nothing. It's nothing. This is what my destiny was. Now, I should get up and take care of my daily chores, make food for my husband. Since my husband's really finicky, I'll have to sit and think for 2 hours and, you know, about what I should make for him so that he won't get upset.
You shouldn't be so unfair, Shiva, dear. Farzad's a really good man. He's not like that at all. He was so worried about you and he felt so bad for you. Nowadays, you can't find too many men that worry about their wives. The poor thing.
Ah!
Wait until I score 60 points on you.
Are you having a good time, Farzad?
Oh, you here too? Yes, it's really great. Your husband's a very weak player. I skunked him. Have a look.
Yeah, he's a really good player, man. He crushed me like a cockroach.
Yes.
No, praise God. You're in really good spirits. I thought you'd be sitting in a corner and crying now.
How come? Has something happened?
No, apparently nothing has happened.
Oh, you scared me. I thought something had happened that I didn't know about.
Man, Shiva's got the right to be upset, Farzad.
What did I tell you?
Oh, Farzad's living in a completely different world.
Yes. Hit the ball.
Did you talk to her and see what's wrong?
Yes, if it's important to you.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that it's important. Shiva's the most important person in my life. If she just frowns, then I feel bad for days afterwards.
Oh, and I just saw your lack of peace of mind a few seconds ago. You didn't even care at all.
No. I'll tell you right now. Look, Shiva, well, after all, we've been living together for many years, and I know her very well. She might get very angry very quickly, but 5 minutes later she forgets it and she's okay.
Oh, what a great and forgiving man you are. She's not angry for her to forget about it in 5 minutes. She's a Farzad. I'm going upstairs and you should come up in a few minutes. I need to talk to you. Just don't tell Shiva that I told you anything.
No, all right. You can rest assured. We'll be right up. Let me put this cheeky kid in his place
and I'll be right up. Let him put me in my place. Hold on. Lele, look, I'm playing with my left hand, do you understand?
Come on.
I'll be right there. I'm coming. Look, I'll play another game over dinner after he starts off.
Hey,
well,
come on.
We'll bet over dinner and then we'll go out and have dinner together.
Come on already.
All right.
Don't think I'm a weak player.
You're the strongest man in the world.
And you're the best woman in the world.
Marcel, come on.
I'm coming.
Come on. We're getting cold,
myself.
My friend. I want to
go
play
ahead,
like this,
ahead.
Like one of those Chinese players.
Man.
Look.
You're a really great player.
Ah.
You never told me. Man, I caught
you
it over the net.
I told you, hit it over the net.
It won't go over.
Eating fruit really hits the spot after exercising.
Yes. Especially if you won, right?
Don't say that.
Shiva's problem is really serious and severe. If you don't pay attention to her, she'll become depressed. You can already see the signs of depression in her right now.
But why? We don't have any problems with each other.
Shiva feels her life is monotonous and useless. She thinks she's of no use and she thinks that she's not important.
But what does that mean? Has she gone crazy? I mean, come on, if Shiva isn't there for one day, all our lives are up in the air. Shiva's the one that's running all of our lives, isn't she?
Oh, well, that's exactly what her problem is. She doesn't want to just be a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she's been ruined and that she couldn't be more successful than this. And now she's seen her friend,
Afsoon.
Her depression
has
doubled. Her friend.
Afsoon?
Yeah,
Her name is Afsoon. What does Afsoon even mean?
Come on, who cares what it means?
It means enchantress.
I mean, please, don't tell me her friend Afsoon said something to her.
She didn't say anything. She just described her job and her life, all about her success, and she said that she's got no PhD, and she's made a lot of money.
Oh, Afsoon's got a PhD?
Yeah.
Really? Afsoon's got a PhD?
Do you know her?
No, Afsoon's really got a PhD.
Oh, man.
Tell me,
is everyone who has a PhD and makes a lot of money happy? Is that what it means?
No.
Shiva isn't happy right now. In my opinion, Shiva's a lot happier than everyone else around her. Huh?
Oh, God. Farzad, say something to Farzad. Look, Farzad, she's the one who's got to feel it, not for you to be saying it.
Well, I'm really sorry, but you ladies are always looking to compare your lives with other people around you.
And the problem with you men is that you think if a woman has clothes to wear and food to eat, then she must be happy. No, Farzad, it's not like that at all. If a man or a woman isn't feeling happy in a relationship, then the other side is definitely to blame.
Well, well. Really, the things that Layli says, 90% of it... No, 95.
What are you trying to say?
96.
What?
You'll see, 97% of it, you really have to write it on a gold plaque and put it up on a wall. She's practically a psychologist and sociologist. And what does my dad say? He says I should forget Layli and go marry Sanam Pazeski.
Oh!
What happened?
Oh, yes, a suitor's come for her.
For who?
Ah, Sanam Pazeski.
Really? Who?
A guy with nothing to his name, and they say that he's handsome. That's all he's got.
Oh.
Yes, yes, it's really a shame. It's a shame. Too bad, isn't it? It's just a shame. Well, they put it in one of those groups. They put it in a group.
What are you saying?
They put his picture in there. I saw
really?
It. Yes.
Can I see
really?
Too?
I'll bring it
that's
for you
right.
to see now.
I'm telling you,
I'll
look,
bring it
I'll
for
show
you to
you.
See right now. Let me see.
Yeah.
How sweet.
Look at him. He's that's wearing
sweet.
A pair of fake sunglasses. Looks
I
so silly.
I'm happy. Bring it here for me. Oh. Is this him? Shiva's become depressed and you're worried about Sanam.
Oh, no way. I'm not worried about her. Fazel mentioned her name and I remembered that a suitor had come for her. I mean, other than that, what would
yeah,
I be worried
right.
about?
It's all my fault.
No. Forget about it. What should we do about this? What should we do about Shiva?
Well, you have to help her.
Well, that's it. That's just it. But how? I just don't get it. Come on. I'm not the problem. For me to be looking for a solution, for me to try to help, I don't know what to do.
But, well, there's a lot that you can do to help. At least do something for her to feel useful again.
But how? What should I do?
Well...
What are you
Fazel,
doing?
I fixed
look
this.
Look at the pictures. I'm looking
what
at the pictures.
What are you
pictures.
Doing?
Huh? What's the story with this?
Oh, my private
really, what's
pictures.
What's the story with
that's...
the picture
come
you've
on,
taken?
Man, come
Layli,
on.
Come,
really?
Come here.
Really now?
Please,
come
Layli,
on.
Come and take
on.
A look at this picture.
Back. What's this?
Come over
this
here.
This is like a toothbrush. It's personal. No
come
one else
over
is supposed
here.
To see this. Come on. That's not fair.
No. Just come. Come on.
Do you need me for something here?
No. I don't need anything.
Oh, Mr. Saban.
But instead I had motivation. I had an excited heart.
Vahid?
Aren't we eating dinner?
Yes, really.
Yes, darling. I'll go and make something right now.
No. Shiva, dear, you don't need to take the trouble. Why should you take the trouble? We'll call the restaurant up the street right now and have them bring something for us to eat. Hold on, she'll bring us the menu.
Right here on the fridge.
Their kebabs are terrific.
Yes, I agree with you.
Well, hurry up. Come here and choose something. Hurry up. You also choose something too, ma'am.
I want cash kabuto and jun. Wait, let me choose mine first. I want maza kasemi.
And tomorrow's Friday, isn't it? And I'll be at your service and I'll give you something delicious to eat that you will love.
Get something for my dad too. He'll be hungry after the theater.
Sure. Don't you want to go to sleep?
I'm not sleepy.
But you'll just have a hard time tomorrow, then.
I don't have a lot to do. I'll get sleep tomorrow.
Well, yes. You're right. But, well, there's nothing like sleeping at night. You know, in terms of medical science, they say that the best sleep happens between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. And why? It's because there are some hormones that are produced in the body during those hours when you're resting. And no matter how much you sleep during the day, they just don't replenish themselves.
What is it? What do you want?
Well, Shiva, dear,
what's going on?
Now, even if we didn't, does our opinion matter at all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, what are you saying? You're the landlord here. Do you have Nima's videos at hand?
Excuse me. Layli, could you please not talk so loud? The children are sleeping, the poor things. That's right. And anyhow, what do you want with the video of Nima being born? Why do you want that?
We want it. We want to watch it.
Yes.
Fine, but at this time of night?
Yes.
We can't wait until tomorrow. We have to definitely watch it tonight.
But what for? Tomorrow is perfectly fine.
Shh.
It's because I said that the first time you held Nima when he was a baby, you laughed, but Fazel says you were very emotional and you were definitely, definitely crying the whole time.
Did you laugh or did you cry?
Well, the truth is... No, how should I know, man? It was 9 years ago. How How should I know what happened 9 years ago, huh?
Without even watching the video, I know of one. If Azad were emotional, he'd definitely remember what he was feeling the first time he held the baby.
No, wait, man, he's got a horrible memory. I'm sure that he cried.
Now, will you put the video on so we can watch it and figure out where we stand?
Doctor, congratulations, it's a boy.
How's my wife doing?
She's doing fine.
Oh, my child, I just love you so much.
Here you are.
So unemotional.
Are you sure you put on the right video? Is that baby Nima?
Yes, yes, that's right. It's him. I mean, have a look at how cute my child was back then. So cute.
Oh, sweet. It's lucky he was cute that you're staring at him like that.
No. Well, you haven't experienced it. A person is in shock in that moment. That's why.
They're in shock? You say it as though you woke up that morning and just found out you were having a baby. Shiva was pregnant for 9 months and you couldn't figure it out, right?
Yes. No. What? No, just leave me alone at this time of night.
Shh.
Come on, it's late.
Children are sleeping.
Now, well, no matter how much I tell you, you can't understand it because you've never experienced having a child. When Shiva saw me at that moment, she was scared. She kept asking me, aren't you happy that we had a baby? Are you happy? Isn't that right, Shiva?
Wow, the poor thing's got the right to be depressed.
Well, if you don't mind, we'll be leaving now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's it? That's it? You just came here to disturb us?
Farzad, dear, good night
good
to you.
Good night.
Good night to you.
Did you see how immersed she was in the video?
Mm.
It's good for a person to remember the great days they've had.
Did you see Farzad? Is that how he's supposed to see his child for the first time? What was that? Wow. Wow. Believe it. Wow.
If you hold your baby for the first time, how would you do it?
If I hold my baby, I'd look at it and say, oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. Oh.
Don't drop it. It's only a
no.
minute old.
A baby has to get used to flying. Whoa.
That's enough.
Whoa.
Flying isn't good. Flying isn't good.
The baby's gone. Come.
خواب تو از بیداری ها
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون